Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. It's time to take your health back. It's time for I Need a Remedy, a weekly conversation about health and nutritional balance with your hosts, Rufino and Tracy, owners of A to Zinc Health Store and Smoothie Bar. Now, let's chat about health.
Welcome to I Need a Remedy. I'm Rufino.
And I'm Tracy.
We're owners of A to Zinc Health Store and Smoothie Bar, open 7 days a week right here in Clarksville. And I'm excited. We have a special guest today, Trace.
Absolutely. We're speaking today with Dr. Carol Falk, owner and founder of PetWise. It's a mobile veterinary practice in Northeast Georgia. And we're going to find out some common A to Z home remedies for pets and how to use them. Welcome, Dr. Carol Falk. It's so nice to have you in the studio today. Let's talk about some of these home pet remedies, but I'd like to know a little bit about PetWise first. So tell us about your mobile veterinary practice.
Okay, thank you, Tracy and Rufino, for inviting me. Also, thank you to WCHM Radio. Very happy to be here talking to everyone. PetWise is a veterinary practice here in Northeast Georgia, and we provide pet care in the comfort of your own home. So instead of having to travel with your pet in the car, which we know can be stressful, we actually come to you. We partner with you to find the best and unique treatment plan for your fuzzy family member. We offer traditional services like examinations, laboratory testing, vaccinations, along with some integrative medicine options like acupuncture and herbal medicine and essential oils. And you can reach us at 706-969-0933.
You also have a new website.
We do. Very excited. It's PetWiseVet.com. That's PetWiseVet.com. Check it out.
And I have to tell you, it's one of the most best services that I've ever encountered. We tend to have multi-pet family, and it's so nice not to have to find a carrier for everybody and take them all at once. It's just nice to
call. They're much more calmer, too, when they're in their own home.
Yeah.
They don't feel like they're being stuck in a kennel to be brought to a vet. They have no anxiety until she shows up, of course.
Right. They start to recognize her after a while. But
right?
Yes. Okay, so let's get started. When I think about remedies starting with the letter A, aloe is pretty much the first one that comes to mind. Tell me how aloe can help our pets.
Okay, so aloe is great because you can grow it at home. Many of us have aloe plants. You really don't even have to water it a lot. So aloe may help accelerate wound healing. It's actually been demonstrated scientifically to enhance healing in surgically induced wounds. So it's great for wounds, burns, and minor skin irritations. And it also protects against skin injury from radiation therapy if you have a pet with cancer that's undergoing radiation therapy. This is a little more academic, but there's also some research from 2011 in rats showing that aloe vera can help with liver dysfunction from alcohol in the rats. And the liver cells of the rats that received the aloe actually looked like the liver cells in the control group that did not receive any alcohol. So again, this is more of a theoretical use for aloe, but may be useful in some emergency scenarios, like if your pet has eaten something toxic like xylitol or a poisonous plant. Most commonly, aloe is thought of for minor wound care, again, and skin irritation in pets. And the fresh leaf is best. So just crack a leaf open, apply a thin layer to the wounds as a great alternative to topical cortisone for burns, hives, lick sores, and insect bites. One thing I really, really like about aloe is that it's healthy for your pets if they lick it. And be careful because it does have some laxative properties, so don't overdo it.
Absolutely. That's definitely a good tip there for sure. Okay, so the next one we're going to do is B, which is bee pollen. And I like to add bee pollen to my smoothies because I know it's a superfood. But what exactly is bee pollen and can I give it to my pets?
Bee pollen is pollen from flower blossoms that's been gathered by bees combined with enzymes to form golden granules. It's called a superfood because it contains almost every nutrient necessary for life, and it's also really easy to digest. Bee pollen is a powerful rejuvenator, stimulates organs and glands, increases energy levels, and is also used by athletes to sustain performance and increase endurance. It's also probably best known as a remedy for airborne allergies as an alternative to allergy shots. So major applications for pets include airborne allergies, pets that need some extra energy, like pets that are pregnant, pets that are training and performing and recovering from surgery or illness. You will use about 1 teaspoon to a few tablespoons per day, depending on your pet's weight. And it's most effective when it's bee pollen from local hives. If you're using it for allergies, start several weeks prior to allergy season and then continue it throughout the year. You want to use small amounts because, again, this is a superfood. So start with just a couple of granules. It can potentially cause diarrhea.
Okay, great to know. Bone broth. Now, this one is just really wildly popular with the humans. And I know we do reconstitute our dog food with bone broth at home. So you can make it from animal bones and water, and you simmer it for at least 12 hours to kind of break down that marrow. But we do sell it at A to Zinc as well in several delicious flavors.
So bone broth is a functional food. That means that it has health benefits beyond just its nutritional value. It contains a bounty of nutrients, including amino acids, collagen, gelatin, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. What's really great is that it's palatable and easy to digest, so it's also good for pets with stomach issues. It's good if they're recovering from any type of illness. It may actually be a comfort food that pets enjoy. It supports a healthy bacterial population in their gut. And it's also great for pets needing joint support because it contains glucosamine, chondroitin, collagen, and hyaluronic acid. So pets that aren't eating well, to improve the palatability of their food, you can add it to their food. And pets with joint pain, which includes many of our senior pet companions, you can use it for that. You would use about 1 ounce of bone broth per 10 pound of pet. And 1 ounce happens to be about the volume of an ice cube, which is really convenient because you can freeze the bone broth in small containers or ice cube trays. You can find Ohm Mighty Beef Bone Broth and Veggie Miso Bone Broth, as well as Kettle and Fire Bone Broth at A to Zinc. And you can share it with your pet.
And we love the bone broth because anybody knows Wyatt, if you've ever seen him, he's a little skinny thing because he's just so particular about what he eats. And when we started putting the bone broth on his food, it was like a whole new world opened up and he was eating. I mean, he's put on some weight. And he looks really good.
His hair looks better, everything.
Yes, yeah. And all the other animals are appreciating it too now because they all get the benefit of that. So the next one I'm thinking of is blueberries and cranberries. Everyone has heard about cranberries for bladder infections. If my dog or cat has a urinary tract infection, can they eat cranberries or drink cranberry juice? And then what about the blueberries as well?
Yes, so your pet can eat cranberries and blueberries. So we know that cranberries have been shown to help with bladder infections by inhibiting the sticking or adhesion of E. coli bacteria to the bladder lining. We also know that blueberries have some of the same good health benefits as cranberries. There's actually a blueberry council, and they call blueberries the power fruit, and they tell us to grab a boost of blue. Blueberries top the list of over 100 foods for their high antioxidant content. They're also high in fiber, vitamin C, vitamin K, and manganese. Blueberries can actually help improve brain function. And neuroscientists have found that aged rats fed blueberry-supplemented diets often experience significant improvements in memory function. Don't ask me how you test memory function in a rat. There's some preliminary evidence that blueberries may inhibit mutations in the initial stages of cancer cell formation. There's also some studies showing vascular health benefits with blueberries contributing to less brain damage after a stroke. And again, they inhibit adhesion of bacteria to the urinary tract lining. So pet applications include urinary tract support and cognitive dysfunction, which is similar to Alzheimer's and dementia in people. Fresh blueberries and cranberries are best because you get the maximum amount of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. But you can also use frozen or dried blueberries and cranberries, especially for snacks. You want to give about 1/16 of a cup per 10 pounds, and that's about 5 blueberries or cranberries. There is one caution, especially with cranberries. So pets with acidic urine may be at risk for developing a certain kind of stone, which is called calcium oxalate. So please consult with a veterinarian before starting a cranberry supplement.
Awesome. I actually used to have a dog that would pick blueberries with me. It was awesome, right off of the vine. So we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll continue through our list of home remedies for our pets.
You listen to I Need a Remedy on 94.3 WCHM, the voice of Habersham. We'll be right back.
Now back to I Need a Remedy, a weekly insight about health and nutrition with Rufino and Tracy. It's time to get your health back.
Welcome back to I Need a Remedy with Rufino and Tracy. We're here again with Carol Falk with Petwise Mobile Vet. She's amazing. And so where do we leave off, ladies?
Yeah, so we're doing the A to Z home pet remedies. We've made it through aloe, bee pollen, bone broth, and blueberries and cranberries. Let's talk about chamomile. I love chamomile. I've heard that it's very calming. I know I've used it myself. Can chamomile be used for pet anxiety, and are there any other benefits to it?
Yes, chamomile is a really good remedy for calming pets because it reduces anxiety and nervous tension. So it's great for firework, which we just went through, and thunderstorm anxiety, pets that aren't sleeping well, and pets that get stressed when they're traveling. You can use it alone, and chamomile is also part of some calming blends for pets. For example, you can purchase Vital Planet Calm Soft Chews and chewable tablets at A to Zinc, which contains chamomile. It's a traditional spasmolytic for intestinal distress and slows and regulates the gut. And chamomile also has some anti-inflammatory properties and can be used topically. You can actually make an eye wash from chamomile tea and saline solution. So applications for pets are for anxiety, especially anxiety with intestinal pain. So stomach pain, colic, also topically for wound care. That's especially useful for stress gastroenteritis and colitis. The dose would be 4 tea bags or 2 tablespoons of chamomile flowers. Make a strong tea. If you need to, you can add a little honey for palatability and flavor. Let the tea cool and store it in the refrigerator for up to 5 days. And you can use it even up to every hour for very nervous pets. There's a great book called Herbs for Pets by Mary Wolf Tilford and Greg Tilford that has some more information about chamomile and other Western herbs.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, and the next one, the coconut oil. I mean, it fixes everything for humans. So it contains approximately 90% saturated fat by weight, and that's what makes it solid at room temperature. How can it be used to support our pets' health?
So there are so many ways we can use coconut oil, and it has a long history of use in Ayurvedic medicine. Currently, I found a really interesting mix of research on coconut oil. Some of the more conventional research puts it in the same category as other saturated fats, with concerns about LDL cholesterol and heart health, while integrative medicine sources concentrate on the immune system and the other health benefits of coconut oil. There's one very recent study. It's actually not even out in print yet, but it's been published online. It comes from the Journal of Functional Foods, and it evaluated the effects of virgin coconut oil on biochemical markers of 63 COVID-19 cases. One biochemical marker they looked at is called C-reactive protein, which is a marker for inflammation. And the study found that the participants receiving the virgin coconut oil showed a significant decline in the C-reactive protein levels by day 14, indicating reduced inflammation. So results are consistent with the antiviral and anti-inflammatory properties of virgin coconut oil metabolites. And the virgin coconut oil was effective in fostering a faster recovery from COVID-19.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yep. Coconut oil has, again, some amazing health benefits for our pets. It supports and maintains healthy skin and skin defense mechanisms. See, we know that the skin is our first line of defense against a lot of organisms. Applied topically, it can help soothe wounds, hot spots, bites, and stings. Coconut oil supports healthy digestion, healthy breath, and oral health. It provides antioxidant support for healthy cell function, supports healthy thyroid function and bone and joint health, and provides an easily digested source of energy. Also helps pets feel full and maintain a good weight. And it supports healthy brain and nervous system function. So major pet applications for coconut oil are for skin support, minor wound care, intestinal and immune support. You want to use about 1 teaspoon per 10 pounds of body weight. And start slowly. And one company that I really like, they make great coconut-based treats and coconut oil, is cocotherapy.com.
Well, that's awesome. You know, I love that so many of these remedies you can find in your cabinet already. It's not like you're making a special trip out. You know, when you're in a pinch, you need something right then. The next one we're going to talk about is collagen. It's one of the healthy nutrients in the bone broth, but it's also available by itself. So why should I give my pets collagen?
Well, Tracy, there are many reasons to give your pets collagen. Collagen is abundant protein in our body and our pets' bodies. It's in muscles, bones, tendons, skin, blood vessels, and in the digestive system. And it plays an important role in keeping our joints healthy. There was a 2014 study that looked at the effects of a supplement containing collagen with 105 Labrador retrievers. Out of those, the Labradors diagnosed with elbow dysplasia that received a collagen supplement significantly reduced their clinical signs and their symptoms. It also supports a healthy digestive tract and the health and strength of our skin. So it's great for pets with osteoarthritis and breeds predisposed to joint problems, like many of our large breed dogs. Also for pets with elbow and hip dysplasia, and also supports healthy nails and a hair coat. And for finicky pets, it may help stimulate their appetite. You may want to add this ingredient to your pet's diet. A cat or a small dog would get about 1/8 to 1/4 teaspoon per day. And you can find Ohm Mighty Beef Broth bone broth there that we talked about before at Ada Zinc, and that contains collagen. And also mushrooms, which we'll talk about later.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's awesome. I think Wyatt might need a little collagen. Diatomaceous earth is our D herbal remedy. And I just love this. It's just a neat little product.
Diatomaceous earth is great. I also have a degree in marine biology, so I know that diatoms are planktonic organisms that actually come from the ocean. And if you look at them under a microscope, they have really sharp edges, and that's how they work for parasites. So those edges can kill fleas, ticks, lice, or mites on your pet. But fortunately, they won't poison your pets, and they won't poison the insects or paralyze them like some pharmaceutical products do. They work on a purely mechanical basis. When the diatom's sharp edges touch the insect's exoskeleton, they pierce their protective coating and cause them to dehydrate and die. They can be useful for eliminating internal as well as external parasites. And you would use about 1/2 teaspoon per day in food for a small dog or a puppy, and you can also use it topically. You want to take about 1/2 teaspoon for a small pet, rub the powder onto their coat, start near their tail, pull their hair back to get it on their skin, and then fluff them up so you'll see a big white cloud. You can also sprinkle it on pet bedding and carpets, let it sit for up to a few days, and then wash the bedding or vacuum the carpet. The only caution is that it can be irritating to the lungs and the eyes. So you want to try to avoid their face, and you and your pets should really not inhale the diatomaceous earth. Make sure to use food-grade diatomaceous earth, especially if you're giving it orally, but even if they lick it off. And it can cause a little bit of skin dryness, too.
I can definitely speak from experience. You want to put that on them outdoors. It's easier to clean your house if you don't put the diatomaceous earth on your pets inside. So is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners today, Dr. Carol?
Yes, Tracy, I would advise that, you know, a lot of these items, again, you do have in your pantry and you can feel comfortable using them. However, I would recommend that you work with a veterinarian in formulating an optimal healthcare plan for your pet. Some veterinarians, like me, have advanced training and experience with botanical medicine and nutrition. And one reliable source of information is the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association, or the AHVMA. You can search their website, ahvma.org, for a holistic veterinarian in your area.
Amazing. So again, what's the best way for people to reach out to you? Is it to just call PetWise at the front desk at 706-969-0933? You can check out their website at PetWiseVet.com, PetWiseVet.com, and you can also find them on their Facebook page.
Yes, Tracy, that's the best way for people to reach us. If they need to make an appointment, I would recommend to call the office. And also, yes, check out our new website, which we're very excited about, PetWiseVet.com. If you have any ideas for the show, please let us know on the website or send an email to office@PetWiseVet.com.
And we're excited to have Dr. Carol Falk with PetWise Mobile Veterinary Unit back with us next week for part two in our A to Z Home Remedies.
You listen, I Need a Remedy. If you miss any portion of the show, definitely go to Facebook and look up PetWise and Carol Falk, and you will see this show right in its entirety. We'll talk to you in a week. You listen to WCHM 94.3, the voice of Habersham.